Last time, on Bucci.
The doctor is in.
Bucci.
Doctor's in Bucci. Snatched the bucket hat right off my head and everyone moshed all over it. You wake up and you're close to middle age and you realize you have no one to hang out with. You know, the loneliness. The crushing loneliness.
Bucci. Fine.
It's fine. You will not be making friends with Bucci. And you're lonely, right?
Say again?
You're lonely?
I am at the moment. I'm trapped in my car.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, Seth. How are you?
Could be better. Could be worse. What are you up to, Rob?
If you'd like to drive to Nashville, you can come be friends with both of us.
That's a great idea. Maybe, you know what? Is there room in the car for Bucci, actually?
No.
Tomorrow, I'm going with a friend to the Parthenon.
All right, I gotta let you go. I don't want to hear about your other friends. All right, goodbye.
What have you been thinking about lately?
I just got back from the gym. I'm low-key high as hell right now, bro.
It is a fascinating, but a lot of unique...
You ever want to be friends with a dial tone? This is your chance.
I'll talk to anyone because I'm so lonely and I have no friends. I build musical robots to try to make friends,
okay,
but it's not working.
You're talking over the robot. What are you doing next Tuesday? You know, I would love to talk about this with you. You seem like a really cool dude.
I'm really into the 80s right now.
It was Heather Locklear exercising on some sort of a contraption.
Do you have anything to say? Do you have any follow-up questions to this?
Why are you still in California?
You're supposed to be making friends with Bucci. No, you're not. Actually, hold on. You're not.
What? I didn't know we were making friends with
Bucci. No. That slipped out. I'm sorry.
We're trying to have a rapport.
You think that there's a connection because you both have Bucci in common, but there's actually nothing there.
And now, this week, on Bucci.
There's no one lonelier than a man. Do I have to drop this as under the skin? Okay, hold on. This chair is far too low. Far too low. What's going on with this weird... What's going on with the music? Listen to this. Well, I'm going to bring it down because I'm not sure what's going on there. Hold on. Who is it?
Bucci.
It's Bucci. Hey, everybody. Hold on. Now the chair is just like under my weight. It's just sinking down. I have some... I think just because I have a lot of coins in my pocket, my bottom is extra heavy today. Oh, Jesus Christ. Mercy. I'm cracking that big viscous can of 7-Up. It's some of the thickest, most gelatinous 7-Up. They've rebranded. They used to be, you know, more like, I don't know what, you know, more lemony and thinner. But now it's not. You can stick a pencil in the 7-Up and it will... stay upright.
Bucci promise.
And that's a Bucci promise. So, hello everybody. How was your week? Don't answer. It's been a really good week for Bucci. Very productive. Very productive week. And that is week spelled W-E-E-K, not like the other way that it usually is. And, I've just felt really good. It's been in like an artistic week, which is the kind of week that, you know, if I don't do art, my fingers start tingling. And then they start kind of, my hands start reaching up to my throat and I start like, I wake up and I'm choking myself. So it's really important that I do some art. And I've been going back to my painting. you know, I like to dabble, figuratively, in painting. My aunt came over, and I painted a picture of her. It's a clothed study. It's a painting of her wearing clothes. And it's very, very beautiful, if I do say so myself.
Bucci.
It's like an Alex Colvill style painting, if you're familiar with Alex Colvill, the Canadian painter. You know, it's very pregnant with tension, like something that just happened, like something just happened to my aunt or is about to happen to my aunt. It's just like in that kind of state of tension, and that's the kind of painting I painted of her. And she loved it, even though in the painting she's kind of frowning. But that's my aunt. Is that a Bucci adage? No. And also, I've been writing again, which is always good. And, you know, I have several novels on the go. One, it's about Bucci, and then that's a nonfiction. And then I have one about a time-traveling DJ who goes back in time and DJs Hitler to death. Just like, and you go, oh my God. Hitler really can't take it. And then I recommend my podcast to Hitler, but he's dead. And he also doesn't know what a podcast is. So I've been doing that kind of writing, and obviously poems. And but most of the writing has been actually a different kind of writing altogether. And I'm talking graffiti, babe.
Graffiti.
Yeah, so I mean, I haven't picked up the can some time. I used to be an obsessive graffiti artist. People who follow me on Instagram over there at Bucci Nights know that I'm always pining for the day that I used to be a graffiti artist. I mean, there was a time, and I'm going to think about that time, where I just went everywhere with, you know, a marker, and those USPS address stickers, and I just bomb it up really quick. Aerosol cans in my holster that I designed for such a purpose. It was like my holster. It was just a broad brown belt that I just jammed a spray can into. Is that a Bucci adage? No, it's not. But yeah. It was a sense of rebellion. It was no place was safe from Bucci's tags. I'd go to hell and tag the devil. And I'd go back in time and tag Hitler, too. I'm going to put that in the book, actually. Hold on. Hitler gets a face full of spray paint. Yeah, but so back in the day, me and my friend Steve used to hang out by the canal spraying away, and then there was this disused train tunnel that we used to do, and we would be out there in the sun. I'd have a lot of sunscreen on, and don't worry. But then someone would come along, you know, the dance. Someone would come along and cover up your tags, and then we'd come back and cover up theirs. And then they'd come and cover up our tags, and then we'd come back with the police and, you know, point out the people who were spraying and then get them arrested. And then we would, spray, you know, a bunch of... Well, then the only trade-off with the cops busting up our adversaries' tags is that we had to spray paint a bunch of copaganda on the walls, which is fine. So people are asking over there on the chat over there, WFMU.org. Let me take another sip of this thick-ass 7-0. My graffiti name was originally...
Pyro187.
So I had that name until about... From, like, 8 until I was, like, 15 years old, I would say. About 15. And then I kind of outgrew that. And I changed it to
Whale Shark 187.
And I changed it to that because I was one of the biggest taggers in Rhode Island, not counting Providence, Warwick, or Cranston, or Newport. But I, and I also I it was
Whale Shark 187
because I'm a mammal, pretty straightforwardly, right? But now, of course, it is Now my tag, I've changed it. Now it's just
Mrs.
No, it's not Mrs. Bucci.
Stop.
Booch.
Okay, well, but my my new tag is Smooth Booch.
Smooth
and,
Booch.
You should see it. So I've been, you know, I thought, well, okay, now that I'm in the mood for this kind of graffiti nonsense, I went, where did I go? It's a rhetorical question. I went to the MTA train yard, place where MTA stores all its trains when they're not training around, and I tagged up the, man, I bombed them! Oh, I came there to bomb and bam, 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 bam.
Smooth Booch. Boochy adage.
And that is a Boochy adage. Now, of course, I can't afford to get in trouble now. I have too many responsibilities. I just cannot get in trouble. So I just basically tagged a piece of paper and then stuck it to the train cars. And that worked. I am friendly. It's the same. It still looks cool, I think. It still looks cool. So anyway, it's been in the blood. It's been in the brain. It's been in the hands, feet, and shorts of Bucci. And sort of that's kind of what I'm bringing this energy to the show.
Graffiti.
The graffiti energy, which is, there's no energy like a graffiti energy. Now, I don't pretend to be an expert. I'm just a practitioner. But luckily, I did rustle up at the last minute an expert. And so I would like to welcome my very special guest. It's Jesus Christ, Mrs. Bucci.
Hi.
A little closer to the mic there, Mrs. B.
Hi.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
You didn't even turn my mic on.
Yeah, I thought you noticed. I thought we were going to be able to do this the whole time.
Did you tell people I was a graffiti expert?
It's Mrs. Bucci.
Mrs. Bucci.
I'm not a graffiti expert.
I believe you got your doctorate in graffiti, right?
No, I didn't. Is there a graffiti expert doctorate? That's not real.
You don't think so? Well,
I'm very be concerned if you have one.
Well, the reason that I did bring you on, other than your lie, you know, I guess you lied to me to get your force yourself into the show.
I didn't say anything.
Right, I'm just going to bring your voice. Your,
don't turn my mic off
mic,
again.
Mic down a little bit.
That's off.
No, it's fine. So, is because now you have recently broken in to WFMU and you have a show on WFMU, right?
Well, it's a fill-in.
You
show.
Have to get what? Closer to
how
the mic.
Close do you need me to be?
Just
okay. I'm right here.
Ooh. Don't make that noise.
That sounds way better.
Don't make that noise. So you have a show, Between the Lines. Is that what it's called?
That's
no, wait.
What it's called.
Between the Lines.
That is
and
what it's called.
What is that
it's
show?
It's a fill-in show. It's not it's a regularly scheduled show. It's just sometimes.
Of course. You're a busy person. So what is that show about?
It's about fonts and design and all of those sorts of things. Just talking about graphic design, typography, fonts, people.
Okay, that's enough.
Wait.
And the idea that you have a graphic design background, right?
Yes.
Or you
not
a
graffiti background.
Right,
though.
But it
so
is.
If that's the topic, it is, I'm not going to be very good.
It is
good
a part
here.
Of graphic design, wouldn't you say, that
sure,
graffiti
yeah.
tags is,
yeah,
right?
Definitely.
And fonts, right?
Yes.
I'm not glaring daggers on you.
You kind of are.
I'm going to hold up a piece of paper that says right.
I thought we were going out to dinner. So, again, look, tricked into this.
Look, there's a Salisbury steak right in front of you. I don't know if
it's
you're going to...
microwave.
Just, yeah. You, me, and the microwave are going out to dinner. I painted the googly eyes on it. You know, it's almost like the waiter. We're going to pretend the microwave is the waiter. Is that a Bucci adage? Eat Salisbury steak. Now, Mrs. Bucci, did you you have a tag? You were bragging earlier. What is your tag name again?
I don't a tag name.
Yeah, what did you tag when you tagged when you were back in college? What was your name?
Jackie.
Right. So I think it's a little. I think it's a little basic.
No, that is just my name. I don't have a tag name.
Right. So I always thought it should be Jack Eel. You know, like Jack-Eel.
Like an eel?
Yeah, like an eel.
Do you need to do underwater-themed names for all of your names?
No. I mean, I'm a mammal and you're obviously not.
Underwater, though. What's your deal with the ocean?
Well, listen. So I just think it just has a dangerous kind of quality to it. And remember, I've been talking about this for years. Remember
Not
at our
dangerous?
Wedding? No, about Jack Eel. You must remember. It was when, remember the guy, he said, at our wedding, he said, you may kiss the bride. And then we leaned forward and then I kind of whispered in your ear, I think your tag name should be Jack Eel. Don't you remember that?
No.
It was one of the most romantic moments of our life.
No.
You've forgotten it?
No, that's probably when like the mariachi bands went off and the rockets. I couldn't hear you at that point.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I knew we shouldn't have the mariachi band. It was playing the entire time.
You requested that. That was your part of the wedding.
We couldn't even hear the Catholic priest that we had either.
That you also hired.
Well, yeah.
I don't even know what I contributed to this.
You contributed yourself.
That's enough. Mrs.
Me.
But so what I'm – you've lost my chain of thought. Now – because of your graphic design background, I thought it would be, all kidding aside, I think it would be interesting if you were here for this kind of graffiti show that we're doing.
And no dinner, correct?
Graffiti.
I wanted to do my show, which is kind of like the show that I've been dreaming about my whole life, this dream charcuterie show. I brought, you know, as you can see, you're talking about dinner. I brought all my raisins and hummus, and we were going to have, build the perfect charcuterie board. Eat the raisins.
I don't like raisins.
Well, eat the hummus. And
with what?
The raisins. But then, I was thinking, talking to the show, I think it would be more interesting if we did a little tag talk and you kind of joined in.
Okay.
I'm holding up a...
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I can read that.
So this week, what does that mean for you, the listener? And I'm talking to you. Is I want you to spray paint your tag name on Bucci's wall / the
wall.
The WFMU.
Ken, station manager Ken's wall?
The wall over there.
Did you ask permission from the station manager Ken?
Yes, of course I did.
I need to see an email, I think, with approval on that.
Well, don't narc me out. Look at my eyes. I'm telling the truth.
Email him right now.
Look at this piece of paper. I told you.
Yes.
So we're going to, we have this wall, it's perfectly, blank, and I want you to spray paint your name on Bucci's wall. So we have all the spray paint cans and everything.
What colors do we have?
We have every color.
That's not very specific.
Well, we have black.
Uh-huh. Do you have gold?
No, do I have gold?
Do you have silver?
Yes, we have silver, and we have green.
Do you have that really rough textured stuff?
See, this is the kind of questions that only an expert at graphic design would ask. What are you talking about?
Okay, it's not a graphic design.
Let me check. What do we have
to know about textured paint?
Yeah, look. See, we have we have textured anything. So we have, that is to be said, we have all the necessary things for you to tag up on your wall. Do you have a tag? Would you always wanted a tag? What is your personal style? Do you that spiky style, or do you do just like a real quick bomb?
And then what
real
am
scratchy?
I doing? I'm watching for the cops?
No. Yeah. Well, yes, that's important. You definitely have to keep an eye out for the cops.
And station manager Ken.
And station manager
definitely
Ken.
Definitely he doesn't know about
Absolutely.
This. I already can tell.
And I would like you to maybe, use a little bit of your background to maybe judge the tags.
Man.
You love judging, though.
That's true.
Yeah. There's no way I can get your face a little closer to the mic there.
That's true.
There you go. Is that how you do your show, all kicked back with your hands behind your head and the feet on the table?
I'm usually
and the
sitting
mic?
In the good chair. You gave me the bad chair.
So it's all... relative, right? Good
all
and
right,
bad.
Let's just play a song.
No, I can't.
So you would judge, right?
So I'm judging. People are calling in. They're telling us about the graffiti that they're about to tag on the wall. Are they graffitiing it then?
Yes, right here. What do you mean? Are they going to go home? They're going to tell us about the tag and then go home later and
well,
tag?
Well, maybe they
What's
tell
the
us
point
about
of that?
I'm saying
terrible
they
radio.
Do it first and then... We sit back and we judge it.
Well, we can't judge a blank wall.
Okay, do I rate it like 1 out of 5?
Sure. Or you can give feedback. And you're like, well, I think this is a little bit... Yes, to make it better, suggestions.
Oh, okay.
And or maybe improve it. Maybe it can be in a different font. Maybe it can be in Courier. No one's ever done a Courier graffiti.
I think Banksy does that a lot, actually.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Banksy.
What are you going to say?
We just did. So that's what we're going to do tonight. You call up, spray it, spray your tag on Bucci's wall, and step back and admire it. And this is 100% illegal. So a little bit of jolt. You know, if you're kind of tired of being a square, this is where you can be a circle. Don't make that face. All right, so that is after the break.
A musical break?
Yes, we're going to play some music now. And
something I like.
Yes, it will. But after the break, we're going to get out our cans.
Well, your cans. You're providing the cans.
And spray. It's Spray by Can. Only on WFMU. Cute.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
spray paint your name on Bucci's wall.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music.
Okay, that's enough. That song just goes on and on. Look, maybe it was great when we were, if you're in standing in Cologne, Germany, and you're watching Can, but, you know, well, let's get some words in there, Can. I've told them that so many times. All right, we are back. We are talking graffiti tonight. I want you guys to call up and spray paint your tag on Bucci's wall. If you don't have a tag, make one up, for Christ's sake. Mrs. Bucci is here, of course, our guest judge, Mrs. Bucci. And, did I turn your mic off again? Here you go. Hey, Mrs.
I wasn't sure if I was allowed to
yes.
talk.
All right.
You kind of yelled at me in between the mic break.
I'm holding up that piece of paper again.
I can't read it. You scribbled a lot on it.
Oh, babe, you got to listen to me.
Okay.
All right. We got a full board. And what we're going to do is let's see the first person. Don't worry. It's illegal, and you will get caught. Caller, you go, Bucci.
Bucci.
Yeah, hey.
This is Bucci.
Hi.
Always a treat.
Hey. Oh, so nice to talk to you. Who are we talking to?
This is Annie.
Hey. Hi, Annie.
Hi, Annie. How are you doing, Annie?
Oh, I'm doing well. I love judging, too.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Mrs. Bucci, didn't get your dinner.
We're very aware of your judging behavior, Annie. But it's an armchair judging. We're all in armchairs judging. So, Annie,
oh, gosh.
Do you want to, do you have a tag? Do you have you ever graffiti anything in back in the day or even today or, you know, yesterday, I guess?
Yeah, nothing permanent.
So you would use, what would you use? Just like... Like
does
water
it have
paint?
To be a tag?
Well, I mean, it could be anything.
You said graffiti, right?
Yes, well, a name. I don't want you to spray paint a big chipmunk with doe eyes or anything
that's
like that.
That's pretty cute.
Wearing a cowboy hat.
Oh, I like that.
It's got to be a name because we got to get this wall of all the people who love this show. I want to have a whole wall on the
There's
station of
no
WFMU.
No way station manager can approve
so,
this.
So, Annie, do you have something like that?
Oh, my God. My area still has trains come through.
Great.
And there's nothing worse than sitting at a train stop watching all these tags go by.
Right.
Ooh, so Annie is a hater of tags.
So Annie...
Yes.
Ooh. Wow.
So Annie, there's nothing...
Give me some art.
All right.
Yeah,
so
she likes the chipmunk
idea. Someone's name is art. Don't you think the way that you do it and the way that you express...
No, you show me a really nice name that's worth that canvas.
Look,
Mrs. Bucci sounds pretty good.
No, it's not going to be Mrs. Bucci. I'm going to just spray paint your name on the wall.
Annie? What are you doing?
Mine, yeah, it would just be Annie.
Annie.
Yeah. You're writing it in a really dark red.
Yeah.
And now you're crossing it out. That's really, really rude.
All right, that's there it goes, Annie, forever. And I promise I won't call the fuzz on you. Thank you very much for calling.
Wow, that was harsh.
All right, I'm going to power wash that off.
But you already crossed it out. Why are you also power washing it? You're getting water all over the station.
It's gone. Caller, you got your Booch. And Mrs. Bucci. Hello, who's this?
Oh, hi. Hi, I'm Abigail.
Hey, Abigail, how are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry. I didn't catch your name. Did you see?
My name's Bucci.
Bucci. Hi, Bucci.
Bucci.
Pretty close.
What the hell?
So, kind of my, I don't know, this? My first thoughts on it, and there could be many thoughts, now that Bucci is warned, they may have, you know, like, protection out there.
Say again?
Talking about spray painting.
We are. We're graffiti. Well, it's not just spray painting. We're not spray painting a fence Tom Sawyer style. He used spray paint.
I think so.
And we're talking about the art of graffiti. So I would like you to tag your name. If you have a graffiti name, whether it be, you know,
Abigail 3362.
Abigail 3362 or what's another one? Firefighter, but it's spelled differently. I'm sorry. What are you saying, Abigail?
Like 888.
Yeah, is that what you wanted to be? 888? What's that mean to you? Why 888?
I like the form of it.
You just like
infinity.
You like
the eights.
The circles.
Yeah,
all right.
Well, there's like infinity number.
What color are you going to use, Abigail?
Purple.
Purple. So 3/8 in purple. Are you going to do like a bevel or something?
Four,
like a backdrop?
No, 4 is better. What?
Are you going to do like a bevel or
That's
something or a backdrop or a drop shadow?
I don't know if I have the ability to go to that much equipment. You guys are well more equipped with all that.
We do have a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we have all the things. All right, so let's get started. Abigail, why don't you spray paint on the wall there, okay, if you don't mind.
Okay, just go where I am. I'm way out in the woods. There's not really a Gucci near me.
Well,
you're doing it right now.
We're doing it on the wall.
It's happening.
It's by proxy. Oh, okay.
No. There's no proxy. It's just you and me, Bucci, and the wall.
I'm looking at it right now.
I know. Gucci rocks. I love Gucci socks.
All right. All right. And.
Are we done?
888. That's pretty good. What do you think?
I think it looks good.
Come on.
I like it.
You think so?
Yeah, I like the heart that you drew around it, Abigail.
Yeah,
that
I mean.
That was a nice way to end. You did.
That's sweet of you to do on my behalf.
Yeah, it's very, very nice.
Why not?
All right. Thanks, Abigail. You did it. Absolutely. Thanks. Goodbye. Caller, you go, Bucci.
Hi, Bucci. How you doing?
How you doing? Who is this?
Franco.
Oh, I see. How are you doing? What are you up to tonight? Jesus, why?
I'm at my sister's house and we're baking pie.
Oh, that's nice.
You're always baking something.
Mm-hmm.
Cooking up trouble.
Stop chuckling.
Who's out there? Who's with you?
Oh,
it's Mrs. Bucci.
It's my current.
Hi, Jackie. How are you doing? See, because I'm over here and Christy just telegraphed me what the topic was.
Yeah, the topic is you need a... What is the topic again?
Spray paint your name on Bucci's wall. We're talking about graffiti, Franco, which I think you probably have some sort of experience with. True or false? True or true, I should say.
It's definitely true. But not as a practitioner, if that might be hard for you to believe.
So
but,
you just stood back with your hands behind your back and looked up at the graffiti.
Yeah, I've lived in 3 different barrios, and they're all still active gangs. So I'm not going to name check any of them.
Sure, sure.
I'm still in those neighborhoods, okay?
Right, because there's all sorts of meaning. Yes, that's an absolute fact about graffiti. Absolutely.
So can you tell us your...
You could get killed.
Can you tell us your graffiti
or
name?
Or kissed. You could get kissed. Not by the same people, probably.
Okay.
So
do you want what I would write?
Yes.
Yes.
Which you will write tonight on the wall here. Go
Station
ahead.
Station Manager Ken's wall.
Like I said, it's not going to be neighborhood or gang specific, but it's going to be general for the sake of this comical endeavor. I would
comical.
Write, Little Very Franco de Califa Ike.
What does that mean?
When you put Ike... After you put your name up, because it says, and what of it? That's what you say, Ike. But it has to be like, yo soy Franco Ike. Like, you're challenging them to, like, do something about it.
All right.
And you put...
What color?
And
yep. That's a good question. What color?
I would just use black spray paint.
Black spray paint. All okay,
right, go for it.
Let's get the black spray paint out. Go
Here
ahead.
You go.
Okay.
Shaking it. No, you don't need to make the sound. Some people do spray paint, and then they also make the sound while spray painting.
That sounds like something Bucci would do, I think.
But okay. And then, wait, the last thing, I'm going to put an R underneath it.
What are you going to do?
You
put
in... stands for Rifamos.
Okay.
Which means we're
There's
better
the
than any of you guys.
Well...
It could also stand for registered trademark. Maybe you registered it with the government. Like an R.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So let's look at it. What do you think, Mrs. B.?
Well, I kind of wish you would use some color, Franco. The black on the wall is a little bit dull.
No.
I think
no.
maybe...
The legibility.
Yeah,
the
legibility.
In L.A., you use one color. I mean, look, the first time I went to New York and I saw bubble writing...
Right.
I'm
That's
like,
a style
what
of graffiti.
In the world is this? Because out here, it's a very traditional font.
Sure.
It's a drop point font.
Well, we're in New Jersey, so 40s. We use color and bubble writing.
Right,
all
there's
over
all style, different styles. In Chicago, it was just a smeared deep dish pizza on a wall, and whatever you could, whatever you could, what kind of letters you could make with smeared marinara.
Apparently, a lot.
Is that a Bucci adage? All right, so let's look back, and I think it's
that's fly.
I think it's pretty fly. Thank you very much, Franco. You're one of the best.
Okay, and keep in mind, always remember this. Bozo Chicano blows his nose with sandpaper, ese.
Thank you very much, 201-209-9368. We are talking graffiti.
Graffiti.
We are tagging on the wall. Here's another one.
What are you writing?
Tag. You're it.
Caller Igabucci and Mrs. Bucci.
Mrs. Bucci. Bucci,
no.
How are you?
That was the wrong order, but yes.
I like that order.
How are you doing? Who's this?
Oh, this is Zach Arana.
Oh, I think that's his graffiti name.
Is that your graffiti name, Zach Arana?
No. No, not at all.
Don't laugh. It's a very... That's a good name, Zach Arana. Kind of like a piranha and a guy who calls a radio station whenever someone gives out the number.
It's like blood, man. You know, you hear it and you're like, oh, they want callers, right?
Yes. Zachary, have you ever been out in the night spray painting in an old disused train station or...
I'm not going to deny it.
Elementary...
I'm not going to admit it either, Bucci.
Well,
Bucci.
That's very smart. I almost got him. So, Zachary, how about now? What would you like to spray paint on the wall right now? Because we have... The three things, I did have to power wash Annie's off because it was just...
terrible.
That's weak.
It was a little weak. So, go ahead. What do you want to put up on the wall there, bud?
Well, my tag is Camu Moo.
Say again?
Camu Moo.
You mean Camu the writer? Albert Camu? Is it Albert?
Yeah, the absurdist.
I didn't find him very absurd. So, okay, so what is it, Camu, what is it, Can't Moo?
Camu Moo.
Camu Moo. So, C-A-M-O-O?
No, C-A-M-U-S-M-O-O.
Why did I ask?
M-O-O.
It doesn't matter.
Camu Moo.
Go ahead, Zachary. Let's put it up on the wall there.
Well, if it's stylized, you got to have the right kerning.
No, you got to write the ad, I mean, the right kerning.
So what's the texture on this wall? Is it a brick wall?
It's a
plaster.
A smooth wall. It does have a soundproofing on it, so it's a little soft as well. So
okay.
You know,
got some foam too.
Yeah, there's some foam there. Yeah, I wanted to cut a hole in it. There's just universal. You're asking too many questions. It's you know,
well, no, but it matters.
It's between. It's getting between you and art.
We got to know a little scene painting.
The good is the enemy of the great, and the good is also the enemy of Bucci. All right, so why don't you put it up on...
It to all be bad so you can power wash it off is what you're saying.
Oh, God. So let's spray it together, okay? Spray your Camoot.
What color are you guys using?
He's going to use... What are you using there?
Well, you picked up that blue and that red, and then we were going to mix them together.
Oh, for purple. Well, usually it makes like a muddy brown.
Ooh.
Are these special spray camps from Bucci? Didn't you pick these out from that art website, the Blick or whatever?
Yes.
Okay, Bucci's got the Montanas over here. Those are fancy.
Very the Montanas. Expensive. I do have them. This is a
yeah,
really...
And you've got the fresh nozzles.
Yeah, they're the big caps, the big wide cap mouth. So
I don't know where you got that money for Montana's, though. Suspicious.
Flow rate on those.
You're spraying too much.
No,
all right, let's look at it.
Look at that.
What do you think, Mrs. Bucci?
It's a little bit confusing. Camu-moo. I don't know what Camu-moo means, but I like
it
all the...
It doesn't matter. What, you don't
I like
know
all
what,
the sharp edges that he added. He's got a lot of spikes in there.
That's good. I don't think it's that great. It's not good. It's somewhere...
That's somewhere between fly and weak.
It's kind of in the middle there. Either not fly, not quite weak, but in the middle.
Well, the fly part is definitely the lettering, but the weak part is the messaging. So you got to get good on both.
Mm.
Sorry, sorry, Zachary.
Again. Yeah, try again. I should have called the cops. I might call the cops later. All right. I got to, I don't know about this. I'm going to chisel this tag off.
Wow. That's so mean. And also, you're messing up the entire wall.
Caller Igabuchi.
Now, you know, you realize we only have two tags on the wall now. Because you messed up and power washed Annie's and you chiseled off Zachary's. So we only have Franco's and Abigail's on the wall.
Yeah, let's chisel off Franco's as well.
What? Now we just have a messed up wall.
And actually, let's power off Annie's too.
No, she's already been power washed.
Caller Igabuchi. Oh, turn on your radio. Hello, caller. Turn off your swear word radio. Who's this?
Hi, this is Mel.
What's your name there?
Mel.
Hey, Mel, how are you doing?
Good, how are you? Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah, great. So are you, do you have an experience with graffiti? Have you, you know, done that? Have you tagged up?
Cancer Carl.
What'd you say?
I said I write Cancer Carl.
Cancer Carl with K's or C's?
C's. Cancer Carl.
Cancer Carl. And what's the style in which you do this?
I call it like anti-style. Kind of looks like a kid drew it.
Oh.
Is it like kind of ignorant style, quote unquote? You know,
yeah,
like that kind of thing?
You know.
I do. Okay. So, but it's, so it's not, it's kind of not all linked together. It's kind of individual letters, right?
Yeah, kind of
like a crayon, like with a crayon.
Yeah, like sometimes the R is backwards. Like,
ooh.
My goodness, this is crazy.
Like Kids Are Us.
So where
if
have you...
If in New York City, they might know me. I'm pretty, you know...
Where have you thrown up? Where have you thrown it up?
I'm from at Brooklyn.
Mostly in Brooklyn? I mean on walls or where have you gone?
Fire hydrants.
Fire hydrants?
What was that?
Where have you thrown up
like,
your tag?
I do like rollers like over the trains so you can see it when you're... You know, going by on the J train.
Really?
Yeah, I've been in the tunnels. I do fence posts. I do fire hydrants.
Whoa.
I write a lot.
I Googled you, and you got a whole bunch of stuff going on.
That's cool.
Hell yeah.
That's cool. Wow, that's very cool.
What's the most...
my friend who's right next to me, but he's too shy.
What's the most dangerous...
for him.
Sorry.
He's a really good artist.
Mel, what is the most dangerous place you've tagged?
Freedom Tunnel.
And what did you have to do? Do you have to hang upside down, or what did you have to do? What's the?
No, you gotta like go through like the MTA. You gotta like you know dodge trains, kind of like edge through.
Whoa.
Like you know when they pass, like stand up against the wall.
Wow,
that's hardcore, Bucci. You could never.
I could.
Yeah. I could never.
Absolutely,
no
I've done
way.
That before.
No way.
Man, I tagged.
What with your little post-its?
I once tagged my elementary school teacher. Now that was dangerous. So, Mel, why don't you? I mean, I know you're kind of more professional than a lot of the other
Mel's
people.
Mel's gonna clean this whole wall.
Would you
up,
like
make
to?
Really cool.
Would you like to bomb it up here?
Oh yeah, wait, let me get my can ready.
Ooh, what color you got, Mel?
I got pink.
Pink. I like pink.
All right.
All right, ready?
Go for
go.
It.
Already, the quality of line work is just
that
right
is really
there.
Good.
This is so much better than everyone else. No offense.
Graffiti.
Well, that's some talent there.
You better not spray wash that.
I'm not going to power wash
it. Or chisel it.
I hope you leave it.
Yeah, please
I'm
going to
leave it.
I think even station manager can.
I don't want to start a war between me and Mel where I bomb over her and then she bombs over me. Yeah, well, I don't want to beef. You know, I can't afford any more
beef.
I got a lot of beefs. So, Mel, thanks for calling, and we'll see that tag out there in the streets.
Awesome. Thanks, Mr. and Mrs. Bucci.
Thank you. That was cool. That's like some... graffiti royalty over here. I think Mel should be in my seat.
Just gonna
scoop. You're not. What are you chiseling? Stop chiseling.
I'm sorry.
Are you chiseling Bucci into the wall?
Call her Iga Bucci.
Oh my God.
Hey, how's it going, Bucci? How's it going, Mrs. Bucci?
Yeah. Hey, who's this?
Who's this?
It's Stan calling from the southwest side of Chicago.
Oh,
southwest side of Chicago.
Do you got a pizza to throw up on this wall?
I was thinking about maybe some neon green.
Neon green. And what's your handle there, bud?
Well, I was thinking I want to promote something positive. We got a lot of gang activity down here.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Southside Insane Popes is one. So I thought I'd promote something good, like the cause of feral cats, trap, neuter, release.
Interesting. So you're going to advocate for, on behalf of feral cats in your tag somewhere?
Yes, absolutely. I love them.
So how are you going to do that? What's the name that you're going to...
No, he's writing trap, neuter, release.
Oh, that's what you're
writing?
Trap, neuter, release?
That's kind of cool.
That's a great idea. And you know, maybe...
I thought
maybe
that was your
the,
idea.
Trap, neuter, release. Maybe we could put a little cat head in there, too.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
And
that's
maybe,
cute.
All right, yeah. Aw,
all right. Look at that.
All right, go ahead there, Stan. Why don't you throw it up? Trap. It's a long one.
It is. I was thinking about adding the phone number of a relief agency, maybe.
It's too long. All right, go ahead.
Okay. All right, let me shake up this can.
You've already been... It's already shaken. It's...
All right.
You don't need to shake. All you need to do is stir.
He's
whatever
doing
that
it.
Means.
That's not what you do. Oh, there I like goes. The little cat heads. Can you make another cat orange? I like orange cats.
Hey, neon orange.
Sure. Oh, this is looking pretty solid. What do you think, Bucci?
Yeah, I think it's
That's somewhere between fly and wheat.
It's a little long. That was to be the only thing that I would
yeah,
stop.
Yeah, it kind of went a little bit over where you chiseled off Franco's.
You had to cram in the last three letters also a little bit.
Yeah.
But Stan, I love advocating feral animals, specifically cats, and getting your cat spayed or neutered, Bob Barker style.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bucci. Nope. Thanks, Mrs. Bucci.
No problem. Stan from the southwest side of Chicago.
Oh, yeah, I bet he knows a lot about this. What are you doing? Okay.
Look, I can't have that political message on the
it's
wall.
It's not political.
Yeah, well, some people might. What about if someone who comes by and says, I love feral cats, and then they're going to feel bad when they see that?
Who?
I don't know, a gang that loves feral cats?
So right now, we only have, we have Mel's, which is really cool.
No, it is. There is a little bit.
You kept that.
Yes.
And we have the 888s on there. And then you already power washed Camu Moo, and you power washed Franco's message. We don't have... This wall is a mess. It's a disaster.
Well, I mean...
it's a lot of
paint
and
but that's the nature of graffiti, you know? It's temporary.
But you have
to leave. Perishable it's art. It's a perishable art.
Not for the first 1 minute.
Sometimes art goes away immediately.
In 1 minute.
Like, yeah, 1 minute. That makes it even more special.
Trust.
201-209-9368. We're tagging on Bucci's wall. Mrs. Bucci's here judging it. It can be, a tag can be anything. It could be, if your name is Chester, the tag name could be Chet Sweat 68, because it can't be, you can't do the other one because it's not against FCC regulations. Or Michelle from WFMU's Feelings, Michelle with 1L, if she were tagging, you know what her tag name would be?
What?
Graffeelings.
No, you were really excited to say that.
Call her, you got Bucci.
Hey, Bucci.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, I don't have much time. This is Hero. I'm outside. My parents don't know this, but it sounded really cool.
It is.
What you were doing.
Okay, good.
So,
yes.
Criminally minded kid.
Let's. What are you saying? What's your name, Hero? Real quick.
I don't have a tag name. I need some help. I don't know.
Okay. So what do you like?
I like airplanes. I like the weather, and
what about something about being a pilot? That's cool.
A pilot? Like
pilot hero. That's a cool.
It could be just pilot with a Y. P-Y-I. I don't know how to spell pilot. You want to choose a name with power, a name that resonates with you, a powerful name. So just close your eyes. And what's the first word that comes to your mind now?
Power wash.
All right, power wash. All right.
Oh.
Doesn't seem very...
What about pilot wash?
Go ahead.
How about power wash pilot?
That's what I just said.
Don't... All right, power...
You're always just talking all right. over women and with what... their ideas, stealing them and repeating them back. And it starts here.
Sorry, Hero. What she says is true.
Mm-hmm.
So, Hero, what style do you want it to be in your little tag there?
I'd like it to be in a cursive font.
Okay.
Okay.
And a bright teal paint.
Interesting. Teal. Do we have any teal, Mrs. B?
We do.
Okay. All right. Let's do it.
All right. Okay. You have really nice handwriting, Hero. Looks
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I've practiced.
Oh, I could tell.
Hold on, I just gotta shake the can up again.
Again? Yeah,
and
I like
then
it.
Pilot I and T. It's good. What do you think?
I love it. It's really beautiful.
That's fly.
It's fly.
I like it.
Good job, Hero.
Good
Thank
job,
you.
Hero. Okay. Now up.
We're not calling the cops.
We gotta. Caller, you got your Booch. And Mrs. Boochie.
Hi. Good evening.
Yes, hello, good evening. Who's this?
This is Sep.
All right, Sep. Let's So Seth, what's your spray name? What's your tag name? Tag name. What's your tag? You don't say tag name. What's your name?
Yeah.
Tag name.
Playing tag can be fun if you win. But my rail car tag name is the Hand Burglar.
Hand Burglar. I think that's copyright infringement.
No, the Hand Burglar.
Oh, the Hand Burglar.
Yeah, it's like you know, the Hamburger hands. Helper dude, but he's got like a bandit mask off.
The Hand Burglar. I have to admit, that's not the worst name I've ever
heard. You're
going to
steal it. I see that glimmer in your eyes when you like something
and
you're
going to
take
that's
it.
That's just because I had a bite of that Salisbury steak, and it's real delicious.
Ooh, so you're crying.
Yeah. So it's not like a lettering. Not lettering. It's just the symbol.
Oh.
Hand
so I thought you said it could only be lettering on this wall, Bucci.
Well, if he does if Seth, I don't know if you can do this, but if you can do the hamburger helper hand and then it says burglar next to it.
That's pretty funny.
I think
right, I actually have a question for Mrs. Bucci.
I knew this was going to
be. Oh, great.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay, so are Wingdings considered a font?
They are. They are a font.
What does it look like?
Okay.
Wingdings?
Oh. Yeah.
Google it, Bucci.
Tell the audience.
Wingdings are a series of
all right,
symbols.
You gotta stop. Wait,
what?
All right, so let's tag it up there, bud.
There we go.
Oh, I like this a lot, actually. At first I wasn't sure, but now I think it's funny.
So he's like the Hamburglar, but he's the hamburger helper.
I see it. Yeah, it's funny. Yeah. I get it. You don't need to explain the joke.
All right.
So like a hand sandwich, not a ham sandwich.
Yeah.
We're
on board.
We're on board. It's two pieces of bread with a dirty hand in the middle of them. All right, Sep. That was a good one.
That's weak.
Oh, I'm
Thanks
sorry.
So
Wait, I thought
Thank
you said
so
he
much.
Was good.
I don't know. The voice said otherwise. What? He hung up on Bucci. 201-209-9368. I'm going to spray you know what? I've already tagged up this wall, so I'm just thinking I'm just going to shake this can, and that'll be my tag. Because a tag can be a sound. It could be like bing or squisher.
No, that's not true.
Caller, you got Bucci.
Oh, Bucci. I'm on the air. Hey, how are you doing?
Fine. How are you doing? What's your name? Answer the second one first. What's your name?
My name is Chris.
Are you lying?
No.
Okay, Chris. All right. Hey, Chris.
However, hey. can I do somebody else's tag that's not mine? Can I do like a shout out tag?
Okay, sure. Why?
He's my best buddy, and I think he's in the car right now, so I don't know if he's listening, but I know he would love this opportunity.
Okay. And so he's not there, so you're going to do it in his stead.
And
yeah,
his
but
style.
I'm going to see him in a few, so like he'll know about it real soon.
Okay. And what's his name? A tag name? But I don't know what his real name.
His tag, eel guy. Like in the ocean, like the fish?
Oh, eel guy.
See, that's the tag you wanted
oh,
me
yeah,
to use.
Oh, yeah, Jack Eel. Wait, is this guy stealing my idea? I've always wanted
well,
my
I don't
wife's
really,
name.
I don't really like that.
Jack
he
Eel.
He can have it. I don't like it.
All right, so it's Eel Guy.
Eel Guy.
Is it
maybe
eel?
Is his real name Jack? That would be funny.
No.
Is it Eel Guy 68?
Why? Just Eel Guy, no numbers.
You don't need to add numbers to everything. That seems very old school.
Well, that's the kind of guy Bucci is. Is that a Bucci adage? Yes. All right, there. I don't remember. Oh, Chris. Why don't you? What is this? Why don't you tag it up? Huh?
Wait. What colors is he gonna use?
Yeah. Go ahead. Oh. Answer that question.
Purple.
Okay.
And
purple.
Orange.
Ooh, purple and orange.
Tone, maybe like eel one color and guy the other.
Ooh.
It's very, very unorthodox, but we can.
And adding
can try
in
it.
Like little lightning bolts. That's cool.
What, the
eel
bug?
Guy? Perfect.
All right, look at this. Eel. G. U. Y. Exclamation point.
Yeah, the U was a little sloppy. Didn't like the U.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if your friend is going to like that, the way that you did that U. It kind of looks like a V a little bit.
Yeah.
Eel-gvai. Or it could be Roman.
Yeah, maybe.
It definitely is. All right, Chris, tell Eel Guy that his name is immortalized, if
on
that's the
WFMU
word,
wall.
On the WFMU station wall. And it'll never, never come off.
You guys rule.
You're chiseling immediately. This wall has become the etch-a-sketch of walls.
Like I said, you know, it has to be really good. I have a lot of...
But you're lying to these callers and saying that it's good, and then you're going behind their back and chiseling and power washing it out.
Uh-oh. Oh, cops. 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 Swallow the can. Swallow the can. Swallow your can.
No, I'm not going to
do
that.
Put the spray cans down and get against the wall.
Put your spray can. Keep your spray can down.
What's your name?
Bucci.
What's your name?
Mrs. Bucci.
Someone named Station Manager Ken called
oh,
us.
Oh, man.
He said you were defacing his property with graffiti tags.
I knew you didn't get permission.
Now, pick up the cans.
Pick up the cans.
And spray. Graffiti is vandalism. On each other.
Wait, what are he wants? What do you want us to do?
Now, spray my tag name on your arms and legs.
What?
Okay, now I want you to spray my tag name on the wall. It's my address.
What?
25 Betsy Williams Drive, Cobble Hill, Brooklyn.
What?
11231.
That's a long tag. You want your tag name to be your address.
What's your name?
I said it's Bucci.
Bucci.
Okay, I'll let you off this time. Goodbye.
That was weird.
Okay, well, we dodged that bullet. Mrs. Bucci, do you want to put up? We want to throw up a tag on your wall.
I think we should get out of here.
Billy Jam, do you have a tag? You ever tagged? You must be
an
old soldier.
I am an old soldier, and I've done many shows on the art form of aerosol art. A lot of people don't call it graffiti because they think that's kind of like admitting that it's a crime.
What do they call it?
Street art, aerosol art.
Right, right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Almost like a Banksy kind of a style, right? Where it's an atom bomb that looks like the Tree of Life or something?
Yeah, street art.
Yeah, street art. Well, that was a very good interlude. We have one more call. Do you want to take it?
Can I use this?
No, we don't. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I think we should be tagging up the station ID, maybe, next on the wall.
That's a great idea, Mrs. Bucci. I'm just tagging, scraping off that cop's address from the wall.
I thought you had to put it on your body.
Oh, yeah, he did tag our bodies, didn't I? Our bodies. All right, now we're going to tag WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland, I spelled it wrong, County at 91.9 FM and online WFMU.org. You've been listening to Bucci?
And Mrs. Bucci.
Who listens to Bucci? You do, Cheese. It's Billy Jam.
They said he represents Jersey. They said he represent Jersey. They said he represent Jersey. They said he represent Jersey.